Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to you folks listening all over this country, all over the world, and the World Wide Web. Sure glad to have you join us on the Common Sense Show on this day. Continues to be hot throughout most of the country. A little cooler on the East Coast, 102 down here where I live, in the deepest of the deep southern states. Guys, we broadcast last week from Portland, Oregon, really on the coast, Pacific City, Oregon, where I think the first night I was out there, it was 55 degrees at night. The water temperature, 57 degrees. That was the coldest water I'd ever experienced. I'm used to the Gulf Coast, maybe the southern Atlantic Coast. That was cold, cold water out there. And you'd be amazed at not just kids but adults that were jumping in without any wetsuit, anything like that. They're just used to it. That's their way of life out there. More power to them. We're back home at our flagship station, WJBO, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, this week. And by the way, we're celebrating today's, what people around this country refer to as VJ Day. 60 years ago, this very week, just a couple of days ago, people around this country were celebrating the end of, or the recognition of Japan's surrender after World War II. What a terrible, terrible, fraught time for so many veterans still living, those that lost their lives. There's a major debate that comes up every time there's a particular anniversary, because we talk about Nagasaki, Hiroshima, the dropping of the nuclear bomb, the first and only two nuclear bombs ever detonated in war in those two Japanese cities. It destroyed those two Japanese cities. And the question is, was it worth it? There are some who say, some generals have come out. I think even General Eisenhower came out and objected to the fact that, was it really necessary to drop that nuclear weapon, drop that atomic bomb? But if you look at it objectively, and I've read a number of books about the end of World War II, the casualties the United States would have suffered for a land invasion would have approached maybe 2 million lives given up. We lost 75,000 Americans when we captured Okinawa and Iwo Jima. These are two islands out in the Pacific Ocean. 75,000 for those two small islands. So to take over the entire Japanese nation would have caused massive casualties for the U.S. And you see, because Japan had a different wayward thinking. They're like ISIS today. They're just completely paranoid in terms of their invincibility. Read a book here not too long ago by Richard Frank called Downfall, and he had looked at all the documents in the Japanese Imperial Archives and was convinced that Emperor Hirohito refused to consider surrender even after Hiroshima, even after the first nuclear bomb, the atomic bomb, was dropped and virtually destroyed this entire city and all the surrounding areas. He was worried about the continuation of the monarchy and wasn't sure the Americans had more atomic bombs. So it took the dropping of the second bomb on Nagasaki 3 days later for the emperor to believe that, on the contrary, the Americans must have more such bombs. Well, at that point, the emperor was convinced of the total futility of fighting on. The emperor issued his monumental edict to the Japanese people to lay down their arms. And even after he did that, you had a number of military fanatics on the Japanese general staff who wanted to go down fighting, doing it for the emperor and, you know, doing it for religious purposes. They were just paranoid in going down fighting and destroying the country if it took that. There was an effort to assassinate the emperor. And in any event, There's no reasonable doubt the bomb saved countless hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of American lives. And so when you look at Japanese and America, and when you see the terrible consequences of what happened, dropping the bomb, although a very difficult choice, this wasn't 100-1, this was 60-40, it still made sense. If I were president and I had all the facts that I've seen, what I've read, presented to me, although I would be prayerful about it, although I would be, it would be a very difficult, probably the most monumental decision I'd ever make as president, I'd make the decision to drop that bomb on Nagasaki and on Hiroshima back 60 years ago this week that caused so much death and destruction, but brought a quick end to the Japanese effort to destroy America. So it just comes to, down to that, that simple. And I think that the facts in that whole case speak for themselves. Did you see the preseason football games this week? I saw my lackluster Saints on Thursday night. All the NFL teams had some game going on. There's a couple on this Sunday still yet to be played. I'm not that excited so far. Maybe I get excited as it gets a little closer, but I used to be so much anticipation going right into the spring. You'd want to know about spring training news and getting up for the exhibition games, and you waited impatiently for all the tidbits about training camps. I don't know. Something's gone out of the game to me. And maybe it's just because I'm scandal-weary. And it's not just Deflategate and Shady Brady, all the references as Tom, they call him Shady Brady in the place where I get my haircut, is what Tom Brady is called, after the Deflategate of deflating footballs for the benefit of the New England Patriots. Then there's all those other guys, Spygate, where the Patriots broke league rules by videotaping an opponent signal calling, remember that? Then Bullygate, when a Miami Dolphins player said he was harassed off the team, and Bountygate, my New Orleans Saints down here, offered bounties to knock opposing players out of the game. Just horrible, just despicable. And, oh, yeah, well, everybody does it. Well, no, everybody doesn't do it. And rightly so, the Saints were socked with a heck of a penalty. Then there was that video of Ray Rice, that horrible incident of this running back for Baltimore knocking out his then-fiancée in an elevator. It seems like the sport's been reduced to vaudeville. You know, you respect the talent and skills of professional football players, but I don't put them on a pedestal as models of character to be looked on and be emulated by my kids, certainly not after all that's happened in the last couple of years. Often you've got immature, egotistical show-offs, and unfortunately, Sunday after Sunday, you see more events like this happening. You know, you look forward to a good catch, a hard tackle, a nifty fumble recovery, or a touchdown, and that was the flow. Now it's the burlesque comedy of these games, and then, you know, the other thing that concerns me is that nowadays, teams, coaches, and managers change with the seasons. Used to be we'd get to know the players, right? None of that here today, gone tomorrow stuff that seems to be the modus operandi of today's football teams across the country. Now big-name players show up at summer training camp, and look, it looks like they're gone like the wind before the first snow falls. The first snowfall flakes come down. So we've been given this steady diet of overpaid has-beens and hyped-up new faces that morphed into most often never were. So, yeah, I'm going to watch some Sunday games. I'm not big on the preseason stuff. The starting teams play one or two series and they're out by the first quarter, and then the subs come in, most of whom are going to be cut before the season goes along. But I'll watch the Sunday games, but I'm just not into it as much because of all the scandal that's taking place. It just seems like there's got to be a better way to run of something that, a game that we like so much. I'm a big soccer fan. Do you like soccer? I went to school in England and love soccer, watched the World Cup. You got to get into it. The problem with soccer is it's not built for television. You got to see the whole panorama of the field, and often you can't see that with television. Hey, this is Jim Brown. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Go to my website. You can sign up for a weekly newsletter where I'll tell you who's going to be on the show. I write a weekly column about some major event in this country today. You can have a lot of fun on that website. So take a look and sign up for the newsletter that you'll get from me every week. Again, that's www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee, and I'm going to be right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? So listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free,
and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty!
This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, we've talked before, and in fact, I wrote a column last week about illegal immigration, the fact that it's such a resonating issue for Donald Trump and for some of the other candidates running for president, and for very good reason. We've talked about these sanctuary cities where illegal immigrants, those who violate the law, those who come into the country illegally, are welcomed with open arms in New York City, in San Francisco, in down in my area, the city of New Orleans. And even though you may be a flight risk or you are wanted by the federal government, the cities don't honor that. They just turn you loose. If you're picked up for some other violation, you're just turned back loose, even though it's a federal warrant of a flagrant violation of the law. Well, now California has become a sanctuary state for all practical purposes. They're now issuing driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, and the lines out there are out the door, just out the door. Hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants now are getting licenses. The projections are from the motor vehicle people that they will issue nearly 1.5 million licenses to illegal immigrants within the next several years. 1.5 million licenses. So, and I saw a comment in the Los Angeles Times this week by one such person who got their driver's license saying, "It's just wonderful, the pressure's off me now," as he drove away in his new black BMW to celebrate receiving his license. "I'm completely secure. I don't have to worry anymore." So he snuck in the country illegally. Now he has a driver's license. And, of course, all the other perks that a number of states are giving. California, for example, you get financial aid, student loans when you go to school. There are over 40 different licenses in California, 40 different professions where you can get licenses. You can be a lawyer. You can become an architect. You can become a dentist. Even though you came into this country illegally, then you can get all these licenses. Huge increase in public spending. And the message is this. Look, we want to have a solid immigration policy where qualified people come into this country. No doubt about that. Of course we do. But when you get these very tangible rewards, when you know you can get a driver's license, you can get a license to do any type of profession, you can get receive financial aid to go to school, and of course you get all the welfare benefits in states like California, well, then you get these very tangible rewards to people who have knowingly and willingly violated the law. So the message to so many illegals in Mexico and throughout Latin and South America is come to America, because once you get in, boy, you've just got it made, because states like California welcome you with open arms. And so no wonder there's such an effort to get into this country. And, of course, our tax dollars are paying for it. We're paying a heck of a price. You know, no one in their right mind should deny the fact that there's a correlation between the massive infusion of unskilled and semi-skilled labor from countries like Mexico and Central America and the stagnant and falling wages of Americans today. It all goes to this trade deficit we're talking about. We can't, if we produce the labor at all, it goes to so many illegals. There's no crackdown on businesses. You know, it would be so easy to say that you would face huge fines if you as a business would hire illegal immigrants, but we turn our heads and no one picks up on that. So you can see the cynicism there's going on in politics today. I heard Jeff Foxworthy, the Southern comedian, say that he was talking today. He says, if you can get arrested for hunting or fishing without a license, but not for entering and remaining in this country legally, then kind of a sign that our nation's run by idiots. That's according to Jeff Foxworthy. In the political arena, Donald Trump, who says some outrageous things, continues to lead in the polls, up as high as 40% in some of the first primary states. He's the runaway leader because he's speaking out primarily about illegal immigration. So a lot of Americans are picking up on it. Also, other outsiders have picked up on the same theme. Carly Fiorina, former CEO of Hewlett Packard. She's from California. Ben Carson, doctor, is a neurosurgeon, again, has picked up on the same theme. Outsiders who are telling it like it is because Republicans and Democrats alike are dancing around the problem. They don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to in any way hurt their efforts to gain votes from other Latinos who are sympathetic to these illegals coming across the border. So my hat goes out to you folks in California. We've got a lot of listeners in California. KMET, 1490 AM in Banning, California. A lot of you folks know what I mean, and I can go right up the coast in terms of stations that are that I'm told calls are coming into who are objecting to so many illegals coming into the country. The number grow dramatically, and California has become the bellwether state. It's not just a sanctuary city anymore like San Francisco. You know, the terrible situation up there where the young girl was killed by an illegal who had snuck back into California not once, not twice, not five different times. Five different times, sneaks into the country, and when he's caught, just, you know, go on back home. Take care. We'll be here if you need us. And then, of course, he shoots that lovely young lady, a 23-year-old who was with her father, and shoots her dead. And for the fifth time, illegally sneaks into this country. Had a track record of a number of crimes. But, of course, we can't touch anybody like that. That would just rock the boat politically. We just can't do anything like that. And so the numbers grow dramatically. As I say, we're going to see 1.5 million illegals receive driver's licenses in California in the next 2 years. Massive amount. Massive amount in terms of that growth. I make that point because we're seeing this problem all over the country. It's hard to project. Look, who could project this political year? I don't care. The best prognosticators in America couldn't predict the Donald Trump's rise and what the issues are going to be, who's going to get the nomination. Nobody would predict it. Hillary Clinton was a cinch 3 or 4 months ago. Now she's in the fight of her life over the whole email scandal. Joe Biden, the vice president, popular vice president, now considering jumping in the race, apparently having some serious discussions. You listeners over in South Carolina, he's down there in Charleston vacationing, and apparently they're having a big skull session all this weekend as to whether the vice president's going to jump in the race. Al Gore, former vice president, who actually got the majority of the national vote back in 2010, with Bush running for president, he is thinking of jumping in again, maybe running one more time. And so all of these, I'm sorry, 2000, not 2010, 2000, when Gore, remember the Gore-Bush scenario where the Supreme Court ended up deciding in favor of Bush, even though Bush did not get a majority of the votes cast. Gore is considering jumping back in the race. So the whole flow is extremely fluid, and a lot of it's going to come down on the hardness of this illegal immigration question that Donald Trump has raised so succinctly and with so much fervor and getting a lot of traction because of the very issue. We'll be talking about it some more to see who else jumps in this race. And you can see my column on my website. I wrote about illegal immigration at www.jimbrownusa.com, where you can sign up for my weekly email alert telling you who's going to be on the radio show and telling you what my weekly column is all about. We got some great guests on the program. Going to talk about tourism, going to talk about a whole variety of things. So stay with us. We'll freshen up our coffee and come on back on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, if you live down in my part of the country, in the Deep South, herbs and spices are almost a basic. You wouldn't eat anything unless you spiced up the fish, the chicken, the vegetables, not just with salt and pepper, but we do a variety of herbs and spices that I think makes the food taste really good. I was out in Oregon, and the Oregon coast has wonderful seafood out that way, but those folks out there and you listeners, I'm not getting on you. Maybe you're used to that, and that's what you want to do. But there's just no flavor to the fish and to the vegetables because you don't spice it up very much. Well, there's been a new study out that says that actually herbs and spices can actually be more healthy for you and let you live a lot longer, which I thought was very interesting since I'm a real herb and spice guy. There's a magazine called Genome that it talks about a number of variety of health issues. The editor-in-chief of Genome is Jeanette McCarthy, and she's joining us right now. Hey, Jeanette, welcome to our program.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Pick up on what I talked about. I saw a little bit about this new study. Jeanette talked about adding spice and herbs and spices to your food can really give you a better percentage of living longer, living more healthy. And there's a whole variety of spices. And I know you mentioned chili peppers and some other things that can also fight inflammation and deal with high blood pressure, obesity, any variety of things. Tell us a little bit about that study and what your feelings are about spices and herbs in your food, and not only, in my opinion, tasting a lot better, but also giving you a longer, healthier life.
Well, you know, it's no surprise that food plays an important role in your health, and I think this study in particular was a study in a large Chinese population where they were able to correlate spicy food with reduced risk of diseases like diabetes and heart disease and respiratory disease. You know, we did a feature in one of our issues of Genome on longevity, and one of the key aspects is, of course, not only diet but genetics. So in terms of diet, there's a lot of research that's gone on. In particular, Dan Buettner did a book called Blue Zones, where they went around the world and looked to see where were the healthiest places in the world in terms of people living the longest and what were some of the factors. And, of course, diet was one of the key factors. In fact, anti-inflammatory diet, having certain teas that had antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, were an important part. So it makes total sense that something like spicy food and the chemicals in there would have the same effect.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. And give us some examples of some of the spices and herbs that the study talked about, or you found in your magazine that not only can spice up your food. Again, I don't know how you are. I don't know if you like it bland, but I don't at all. And like I said, I made the point earlier about I have a daughter who lives out in Oregon, and was out there on the Oregon coast. Had this wonderful seafood. Had this wonderful salmon and cod. Wonderful food, but it just tasted kind of bland because my good dear friends out there and sisters out there don't know how to spice up their food. If you came to New Orleans, they'd have a hard time eating our food. So give us some examples of some good spices that both taste good and also can let you lead a healthier life.
Well, as you mentioned, some of the spicy food that they talked about, in particular in that study, were chili peppers, which of course are found in a number of different diets. But another interesting one is turmeric, which is found primarily in Indian food, and that has a lot of health benefits, both as an anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. So I think any of the cultures that use a lot of spices, such as chilies and turmeric and things like that, those, like you said, make the food not only taste good, but have these added health benefits that you talked about.
Yeah, Asian food particularly. I like Indian food. We've got a little Indian restaurant close to where I live, and they have an Indian buffet. And I don't have a real detailed knowledge of Asian and Indian food. And of course, so many restaurants in America Americanize it by throwing in some sugar and sweetening it up a little bit. But more traditional Indian food and food from a number of countries, Vietnamese food, really give a nice blend and balance. In fact, I saw an article in the New York Times not too long ago that the best restaurants and the best overall food in the world, their pick, number of food expert picked, was in Vietnam today, where, again, they use a nice blend of herbs and spices. And so I guess my point is you can enjoy your food. If you want to really spice it up, come on down to New Orleans, where we often broadcast from, and where I don't miss a Saturday night and not one of the nice restaurants that has the blend of so many herbs and spices. So you can really lead a longer life and also enjoy your food while you do so. You know, another thing I thought, I don't know if you saw this study or not that came out, but it's just amazing how some of these companies try to put the spin. You mentioned diet versus exercise, and I'm a big exercise guy. I swim 7 days a week. I ride a recumbent bike. I used to do triathlons before I got a little older. Diet really is a major portion. Don't you find that, you know, two-thirds of really healthful living involves what you eat, what you stick in your mouth, your diet? Do you find that true or not?
Oh, absolutely. I have to tell you about this story that we put in Genome about food as medicine. And in that story, we recounted the journey of actually a woman that I know, Colleen Urban, who had suffered from all of these autoimmune disorders. So, you know, from celiac disease, Graves' disease, Sjogren's, lupus, all of these autoimmune disorders, which are linked via inflammation. And she took it into her own hands and decided to look at her diet and see if her diet could help with her symptoms. And she went through and did this sort of elimination diet and basically stopped eating everything and introduced one food at a time back into her diet, found out what her body was reacting negatively to, and then eliminated those things from her diet and basically became symptom-free from all those ailments that she was suffering from. And it was interesting because it wasn't the typical bad things that you think about. It was healthy food, things like salmon and asparagus. But for her personal body, it wasn't good. She was reacting to those. And once she eliminated those and reduced the inflammation in her body, her disease basically went away. So it's really powerful when you think about the effects of diet on your health.
Yeah, and it's not easy. You know, it's just not a question of, well, I eat a salad and some green beans every day. I mean, it takes some work. I have to work at determining what is healthy and what is not, and what affects my body properly, and shopping for your vegetables and your blend of vitamins, that kind of thing. It's not easy, but let me tell you what, look at the trade-off. If you can pick up 10 more years of healthy living, by doing a little research, it seems like to me like that's a no-brainer. And so I hope a lot of our listeners pick up on what you're saying and keep that in proper perspective, because it can make a big, big difference. Listen, let me ask you this. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, a lot of people have a hard time coming up with even just some rules to follow when eating. So many of us just follow advertisements on TV or what other people are eating instead of really thinking about what's important. And what I found really helpful for me personally is I love Michael Pollan and his books, especially his food rules books, where he talks about how we've kind of lost touch with what is real food. And his simple rules are, you know, eat food, not too much, mostly plants. And if you follow some simple rules like that, that will go a long way in improving your diet and ultimately your health.
Give me Genome's website. What's your website?
Our website is genomemag.com. That's G-E-N-O-M-E, mag.com.
Okay, we've got that on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Jeanette, thanks for dropping in on us and giving us some helpful hints to eat healthier and enjoy what you're doing and living a lot longer. Hope we can talk to you again in the future.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Bye-bye. And again, her website, genome.com. You can find it on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, we got more to talk about. I want to tell you about what Coca-Cola and the health food people are getting together and sneaking up on us on. I'll tell you when we come back. Freshen up your coffee. I'll be back on the Jim Brown Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
In the last segment of the show, we had the lady from Genome Magazine, and we both agreed that when it comes to staying healthy, that diet is the most important component. Take about two-thirds of all your health is based on your diet, what you put in your mouth, what you eat. And we certainly all know that, you know, you stay away from sugar, you go ahead and consume fruits and vegetables primarily, chicken, a little bit of meat, but not much. I try to stay away from meat altogether. Just common sense things. Well, that's been refuted, and I'm sorry to say, a research center in my hometown of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the Pennington Biomedical Research Center, is one of the premier medical centers throughout the whole nation. They have a worldwide reputation. So they come out with a new study saying, well, it's not so much diet that we've got to emphasize a lot more the exercise we're getting. You got to get out there and stay more exercise. They're publishing this study in the journal Obesity, and they put out a big press release about it. Come to find out, now stick with me on this, come to find out, a major portion of the study is paid for by Coca-Cola. By Coca-Cola Bottling Company. The New York Times did a huge investigative report showing how misleading the Pennington study is, how the information is just not correct. And you can look at study after study that tries to balance it out. In these Pennington studies, they downplay the role of eating healthy, which could have a negative impact, of course, on the sugary soda market, because the whole percentage of people drinking Cokes has dropped dramatically because people know that all that sugar is bad for them. And so the New York Times did a whole investigative piece, front page story here last week about the relationship between Coca-Cola and obesity research it has funded, particularly about this Pennington group here in my hometown. Great reputation. I don't know why Pennington would have gone ahead and accepted money from Coca-Cola and then come out with a study saying that two-thirds of all the problems you have really relate to exercise. You need to exercise more. Well, of course we all need to exercise more. Of course we do. But we all know that pouring sugar in you does not make sense. It's not good for you. And, you know, people like Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola, they hire a whole team of lobbyists to persuade cities and states and Congress not to crack down on sugary drinks. And I'm for freedom of choice. I don't want to put arbitrary restrictions in terms of what you can or can't drink. But I know Coca-Cola dietitians, they paid dietitians to write blog posts. And the blog posts said, well, Coke would make a good snack food. Snack food. Then they say a mini can of Coke contains 7.5 ounces and has 90 calories of sugar. Well, a 12-ounce can has 140 calories. That's not cutting back very much. And so you see these lobbyists trying to undercut the health studies that are there that make sense about the detrimental effects of Coke. Let me tell you how the lobbying goes. When I was Louisiana insurance commissioner back in the 90s, I suggested that, and I was very sports-minded, I'd always been very active all my life, and I suggested that one way to keep our kids more healthy in the school was not to have all these sugary drinks in the vending machines. Let's put some fruit drinks and water and some healthier drinks in the vending machines the kids buy at school. So I proposed legislation to do that, and I went to the legislature to advocate that effort and to push legislation that wasn't going to demand or require but encourage our schools down in my home state to put healthy drinks in. You know who the opposition, you know who came and testified against me? The coaches, the football coach, the basketball coach, all the coaches came to oppose this thing. Well, you know, we can't do that because the kids don't like the fruit drinks. They'll quit buying as many real sugary drinks, all the sugary drinks loaded with sugar, and we won't have enough money coming into our program. You follow me? We don't mind that our kids are getting fat and unhealthy and obese that's going to damage them for the rest of their lives. We just want the income coming in so we can pay for the jerseys and that kind of thing. That was the opposition. You see how people get this warped sense of how to put all this stuff in terms of priorities? And so there was an analyst. In fact, let's see, here's another study. See, a number of studies that Coke pushes, analysts published by PLOS Magazine, Medicine Magazine, found that studies financed by Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, the American Beverage Association, and the sugar industry were five times more likely to find no link between sugary drinks and weight gain than studies reporting no industry sponsorship. In other words, if you didn't have industry sponsorship, you concluded, rightly so, that all these sugary drinks had a dramatic effect on obesity and weight gain. But if you took money from the sugar industry or from these bottlers, you were five times less to conclude that sugary drinks had an effect upon you. You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm coming from? So, I know that Coke in particular and other beverage industry of soft drinks have suffered from public health campaigns against sugar sweetened beverages. I mean, their profits are dropping down. But I'm not so concerned about their profits as the massive obesity problem we have with kids and adults in this country, and it's a growing problem. It's a growing problem. And, of course, I'll tell you what, you know, I'm very libertarian. I'm very freedom of choice on this program. Those of you listen to me regularly know I say that often. And so if you want to lead your particular lifestyle where you're not healthy, where you suffer kidney problems and you become a diabetic and whatever because of all the sugar you pour into your body, that's your personal choice. I have no problem with that. I'm going to let you do your thing. But you know what? Listen to me on this now. You know what? I don't want to pay for it. I don't want to pay for someone's irresponsible efforts or activities in gouging themselves with sugary products, the cereals that are loaded with sugar and the candy bars and the sweet drinks. You load that up there. And then if you go to get medical care and you're on the public dole and I've got to pay for it, that's what I object to, see. Live your own life. Decide what you want to do. But I'll stay out of your face if you stay out of my face. You see what I'm saying? I don't want my tax dollars to have to subsidize your Medicare or Medicaid or some other program because you are irresponsible in how you take care of your body. If you want to do so, just go do it. That's fine. But don't make the rest of us pay for your stupid decisions. Can I cover you? You know, it just every single study shows gouging that sugar is just no good for you. And there's some great alternatives out there, by the way. I carry a little bag with me when I go in any restaurant, any place I go. Stevia is a wonderful soup, and I don't know if that's the brand name or not, but the bark off of trees, you can find a number of sugar substitutes that are so good for you. And it takes you, you know, like, remember how you used to try Equal and Splenda and those things? All that are, my problem there is that they're chemically made, they're chemically based. It's artificial. Or it's real chemicals going in your body, so I try. But they're better than sugar, but still, they're all artificial. Or the sweeteners that come off the barks of trees, that kind of thing, don't have any of that artificial chemicals in there, or the sugar in there. And the great thing is that it takes about a month, like it did with Equal and Splenda and all those types of things, for your body to get used to it. But once you get used to it, I'm sold on Stevia. I had some in my cereal this morning that I had. I had shredded wheat and had that in my cereal this morning. I put it in the tea. I make some great tea. I take some green tea, and I blend it all up, put a cucumber in there, I put lemon slices in there. I put mint. I put mint in my tea. I mix it all up with several others. I'll put the whole recipe on my website at jimbrownusa.com. And I put ginger, slice up some pieces of ginger, put a little stevia in there, stir it all up. Very healthy. My kids say, Dad, you ought to bottle that and sell it. It tastes so good. Very healthy for you. And I use as sweetener the Splenda. So I just make this point. Watch these studies that come out that say, oh, it's all about exercise. Well, it is a lot about exercise. You ought to exercise. Do what you can. Get out there and walk. Whatever it takes for you to do. If you move around, walk. If you find a swimming pool, that hands down is the best exercise for you. I love to swim. I swim every single day. So, of course, exercise. Do something to keep your blood flowing. But more importantly, watch what you put in your mouth. And anybody that says that sugar doesn't have a basis of causing you problems is just not shooting you straight. So I pass it on and thumbs down to Pennington in my area, the Biomedical Research Center that validated the Coca-Cola study. Just really irresponsible. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. www.jimbrownusa is my website. Let's get some break for the news. We'll come back to make some more common sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You will be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton roulet. Let the good times roll. Yadi!
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold.
By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.